thank you.
Here. Coleman.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Nicholson. Mr. Nicholson?
We'll come back to Mr. Nicholson. Mr. Robinson?
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudiakoff?
Here.
And did we have Mr. Nicholson present, please?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. At this time, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Moved by Councilman
second.
Coleman, seconded by Councilman Gregory. We have a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Gregory.
Aye.
Coleman.
Yes.
Tungle.
Yes.
Nicholson.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
On a vote 6-0, the agenda is approved. We have just one item to consider this evening, Resolution 2020-79, Continued Measures to Protect the Public Health. We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2020-79.
Move to adopt Resolution 2020-79.
Moved by Councilman Coleman.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Gregory. At this time, I'll turn it over to the City Manager for her introduction.
Yeah, thank you. We are here this evening because the risk level, the local risk level, has been able to be reduced from high to medium. So now council called this special meeting so we can consider, so council can consider amending the protective measures. So what you have before you removes the previous protective measures of the hunker down order, the closure of in-person service for dining at dining and restaurants and bars. And it also removes the restrictions and limitations to in-person gatherings. And as we've, which is consistent with the approach that, that council had in the past when we were under that medium risk threshold previously, what we've also done is, as we've continued to do, is we've made some refinements in efforts to respond to questions that we're getting. So particularly in the quarantine section where we're talking about essential services and critical infrastructure industries, we've tried to provide a little bit more clarity. So no real change, but just a little bit of clarity, working with the state's unified command and based on feedback that they were getting from industry and based on feedback and questions that we were getting from industry. So the important thing here is really there isn't any change, but just a little bit more clarification. So staff recommends, I'm recommending approval of this, what is before you. You'll also note that what is not included, we'll wait for questions to come up. I will say that we continue to look at how best we can address smaller vessels or how we can address that vessel component that a few versions back of the resolution, that section for allowing for at-sea time to be counted toward the quarantine, council removed that exemption. So we're looking into how, we can better address some of the smaller vessels and some of their unique situations. Melanie has been working really closely with the state's EPI team on getting some guidance on that. Ideally, we would have been able to provide some of that wording for you tonight, but it takes time to look into some of those details. So I did want to give you a brief update on that. And that is all I have for you this evening, and certainly happy to answer questions that you might have as you enter into your discussion.
Okay, thank you. To be clear, we've removed the closure of restaurants and bars. We've removed the 10 gatherings and allowed it to go to 20. That's it. Was there one more?
The hunker down.
Oh, the hunker down.
Yeah, the hunker down. This is removing the section that was closing bars and restaurants in person, and then it allows for public gatherings of all sizes. Obviously, we still need to be aware of keeping our social circle small, but technically there is no limitation.
Okay, thank you. This time I'll call on the council for council discussion. And I'll start off with Councilman Coleman. You've got amendments, but we'll wait for further discussion until everyone will review that for you.
Yes.
Thank you. I move to amend Resolution 2020-79 to add Section 3D reading. For individuals arriving on the vessel, time spent at sea is credited to the 14-day quarantine period. Time at sea is counted from the time of departure from the last port of call, provided that no one has embarked or disembarked since that time. Vessel captains shall maintain a ship's log or equivalent record demonstrating compliance with state health orders when applicable and detailing all activities for which they seek credit for time at sea. The vessels that have been at sea for 14 days and no one has disembarked or boarded the vessel, no additional quarantine is required unless individuals are showing symptoms of COVID-19, including but not limited to fever, chills, or respiratory symptoms. Vessels at sea for less than 14 days where no one has disembarked or boarded the vessel may complete their quarantine in port as long as quarantine is not broken for the remainder of the 14 days. Positive COVID-19 test result from any crew member will negate any previously acquired at sea credit, and all crew will be required to quarantine again if returning to Unalaska.
Second, Dennis.
That was a motion by Councilman Coleman and seconded by Councilman Dennis to amend adding 3D. Let's just go ahead and have discussion.
Thank you.
Coleman.
So this basically replaces that which was removed back in December meeting. It was 15th. And during which time I've had some more time to discuss and think it over, and I feel like this actually was a little premature in removing this item. From our mandate, I've tried to reword it to be pretty clear in the sense that any group that is bound together and should, and they are isolated in such a way that they are traveling or they are working at sea, and they haven't fulfilled their quarantine mandate, it needs to be accounted for. I know there's no, you can look at vessels that may be traveling up here. You know, if you have a 130-foot crabber, has six people on board, and they leave Seattle and travel across the Gulf, that's basically a household. I mean, we have looser standards for our households here where you don't necessarily have to quarantine together. You can maintain separation. But to me, it doesn't make sense to disallow that type of event to occur. If there is somebody who boarded, and that's not even counting to affect their individual or their companies or their group's workforce plan, if they have to be tested or whatnot, I mean, I don't even know any of that, but they have some pretty strict requirements just to even start.
So that being said, I see no reason why you can't validate that time, and that if there is anyone infected on board, you're going to know about it. So that is the rationale mainly behind this. I'd like to just bring it back. I think that ever since implementation back in early summer with this written in, we've had some events on some larger vessels, but those events have stayed on the vessels. So this seems to be working. And I would like to, without undue extra requirements of the vessels that can meet these requirements. Again, there's a lot of times that they are off. If they fulfilled their 14 days, just like anybody is required, and they need to come in and go and do provisions, they need to be allowed to do that. I mean, that's a big part of the big bolster to our economy, and it's a big need for the fleet. Small boats, big boats, doesn't matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that. I support this amendment. This is something that we're going to have to look at through. We have a season starting, and some of these vessels are out in the Bering Sea for a longer period of time, and it just wouldn't be right to have them come back in after a week or two trip and have to quarantine all over again each time. I think this makes it clear that that the initial quarantine that they follow, if they follow it, which I'll speak to when we come to the main motion, but this is in regards to the amendment. Councilmember Coleman is right. The system as we had it before, before we dropped this requirement, this language, part of the gist of this language, was working. It was working in the fact that American Seafoods called ahead of time and said, "Hey, they got a problem." It's working as long as the vessels follow the all of the mandates of even both the state and the city. So the system works. We just need everybody else to participate. I think we'll be fine with it. I do support this this amendment. I don't think it's going to put any undue strain on what we have in this community already. So with that, I'll speak later to the main motion when we call on that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Bell?
Let me go ahead and speak in favor of this amendment. I think for the most part, most of the boats and fishing companies have done a fairly good job. The few bad apples out there would constitute more of a enforcement problem than something needs to necessarily be addressed here. So I'll speak in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in support of this amendment. I do feel that if the vessels are out there fishing, the people are on the vessel for 14 days, nobody's coming on or off the vessel, that is justifying their 14-day quarantine. I will be supporting this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is good. As long as they log it in, if they got to change the crew in there, that they got to restart their 14-day quarantine. But a lot of these boats with B-season, they sure did a good job, and they got a good mitigation plan that they follow a lot better than what we got, and they're really strict on what, because they don't want anything happening on their boat. So I say this is a good 14 day being at sea and no other dock. They, as long as they don't tie up to any other dock and go straight Bering Sea in here, and I think that's considered you know, quarantine. So I'll be in favor of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I think that this makes sense. How are we going to get the information out to these veterans so that we can make sure they can get started right away with their mom?
So what we've done throughout this whole time is, you know, we've had our stakeholder group, and then that group will then also share. We also share information with this AFIS group, and I'm not even going to try to remember what that is called, but it's a lot of industry folks, and we spread it that way. And we also have some direct communication with local processors to make sure that information is disseminated. I will say that if council approves this amendment, this is very similar to what has been in there previously, and so I would imagine it would be well received by industry.
And then maybe we'll get to it later, but mm-hmm. How are we going to enforce it? I would think that
when a vessel comes in, it would be good to send either people from the harbor department or the police department to make some spot checks of these logs to make sure that, yeah, things to me that it's going to be important that people know that we're checking.
Right.
And to make that known as well.
So we've talked a little bit about that amongst ourselves. I will say that our port director sent me a good visual of the number of vessels that are coming in and out here. So I don't think it's not quite the same situation as being able to set up a greeter at the airport to catch arriving passengers. But we are ensuring that we have similar signage up at all of the dock facilities to make sure that that information is known there. And I suppose we could probably pick up some patrolling, either with harbor officers and or, you know, public safety to make sure that we've got a presence there. But again, I don't think it's going to be quite to the same extent as it is at the airport, just for logistical reasons. But so those are some concepts that we've already been discussing.
Sure. And I think, you know, having a port officer, you know, greet a vessel every now and again and ask them about their COVID log or whatever it is we're going to call it, I think would go a long ways to letting folks know that we're serious about these regulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. I also agree that what the city manager said, that, you know, we stepped up a little bit over the enforcement, but I think I agree with also Councilman Gregory that, you know, showing that we are there and have a presence, the word will get out to the rest of the fleet that they are checking. So be aware, check your books, make sure they're up to date. I don't know who actually has the responsibility, possibly a fish and game or a state trooper, but I think that, you know, with the information we've been receiving in the last few days about vessels coming or crews showing up for their vessels and being in our public has been made aware to us. And hopefully those listening out there will understand that we do this to protect our community and we need their help. And they're doing a great job, but there are some who don't follow the rules. So, you know, with that, I'll call for a roll call vote on the amendment.
Yes, sir. Nicholson?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungo?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
With a vote of 6-0 in favor, the amendment has passed. Now back to the main motion. Resolution 2020-79, continued measure to protect the public health. We'll start with Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in full support of this resolution. I know that we have got A season starting up. I mean, I'm sitting in Anchorage right now. I've been in quarantine for 10 days. I've got four more days here before I fly into Alaska. But, hey, it's something that everybody has to do, and we have to keep the community safe. This is something that everybody's got to keep doing their part. We can't stress this enough. And I am glad that we are moving forward, at least opening up the restaurants to, you know, help them out as well. But, hey, everybody's got to wear their masks and just keep everybody safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think we need to have a discussion about the hospitality issue of this ordinance. You know, I've been reading through some of Anchorage's, and they actually call it a easing up. And so I think that's what we need to do, is we need to ease up a little bit and not just fling the doors wide open. I think we need to realistically look at, you know, 25% or 50% of capacity at bars and restaurants, and just to make sure that we go slow, and as long as our case counts are kept low, perhaps we can then move to wide open. Because as it stands now, from what I understand, this basically makes it wide open. You can have any capacity in the bar, any capacity in the restaurant, and I'm a little concerned about that. But I'd like to hear from other council members and to hear what they think. Thank you.
Okay, and as you know, you can amend it if you feel strong enough after discussion. Councilman Coleman? On
sure.
The main motion.
Yes, thank you. We'll maybe address Mr. Gregory's concern. I'm not sure. I mean, compared to Anchorage, the ratio that a lot of, you know, eateries as per capita as opposed to us, but I don't know if that really matters. There's definitely going to be an influx for sure, especially with people coming into town who, of course, have met their quarantine requirements, can then go out. So I'm just wondering if there is going to be a big rush or onset, but I'm not opposed to seeing a level up. And at this point, probably say half capacity for whatever the fire marshal's requirement for the building is. At the early stage, so maybe. Well, that being said, I guess I hadn't had given that much thought, but I'm not opposed to looking at that and considering that. As to that much. Again, you need to go into enforcement. So the more you add to these things, the more you know, it's important that you make a presence. I know there's always concern. People are still voice concern about, are these people, you know, following it? It's following the mandates. And again, you know, it's easy to see the mass. You can't necessarily see and know who's quarantine and who's required to quarantine and who isn't required to quarantine. It really comes to personal responsibility again, and that goes for everyone who comes here or who lives here, I mean, period. So I understand that people are frustrated about this, and especially when you know you're doing the right thing and you know that others are not. And so I hope that somebody would have a better, again, presence, enforcement presence. I think still asking will still go a long ways. So that being said, I think I'm done with that. But yeah, I would consider a soft opening.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A soft opening would be better than no opening at all. But, you know, 100%, I don't know if I'd be in full agreement with that right now as well. But, you know, as long as there's social distancing, lesser capacity and stuff in there, I'd be all for 50% soft opening just to see what's happening for the beginning of A season. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you. I'm not sure about the soft open. I do know that I, as a council member, if we get community spread again, we'll be voting to close everything up again. Whether we open up at a limited capacity or a full capacity, I think probably the only difference is going to be is how quickly it spreads. So I suppose if something's put forward, I'll probably support it. But at this point, I think opening up and then we watch it. And if we have any community spread, things are going to have to close back again. You know, people complain that it's infringing on their freedom. But as a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt is, with freedom comes responsibility. And that is, you can go into the whole quote, but I don't need to. But the responsible part is everybody needs to take responsibility. We have a pandemic going on. That means there's a virus that is spreading and spreading quickly. And the new variant from Europe has been identified in California already. So we've got problems there. And we may not have them on this island, but we don't want to have those kind of problems on this island. And that's where the responsibility or the individual responsibility comes in to be able to use every tool that is at our disposal to fight this virus. And because it looks like it may be a while before we're able to get the vaccine done, as they're having a problem with delivery of it. So, I'll support this resolution either way.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Bell.
I'm going to speak in favor of this resolution as amended. I don't have a whole lot of comments on it other than it's got an expiration date of January 13th, so we're going to take a look at it in another couple weeks. And I think that continuing to look at it and adjust as we go has been a sound way to go. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah. I'll be in full support of this. I just hope everybody will be responsible for their own action and let's keep it, keep the mandates and face covering so we don't have to do this again. It's pretty hard doing this anchor down, but if we get the spread again, I'm pretty sure we're going to go do the same thing. But I'll be in full support of this resolution and I'll be... it'll be good to visit it again on the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have further comments from the council? Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment to include a section on the hospitality industry. It includes restaurants, diners, cafes, bars, and such, to limit them to initially here at 50% capacity and maintain a social distance of 6 feet from tables. Yeah, we already have the requirement for people to wear masks for both visitors and staffs. And I think it's a good way to step this up, opening slowly so that you know, if we do have more community spread, maybe we'll catch it quicker and you know, I just think it's prudent to in order to protect our community that we go a little bit slower than throwing things wide open, especially with so many people who are now coming into town in the next several weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. We have a motion. Do I have a second to amend?
A second.
Second by Councilman Robinson. At this time, I'll ask the council for comments on the amendment only, and that's I'm trying to figure out what section that would be, and it helped me out there. Would that be section 5?
I don't know. Maybe we can go back to our previous ordinances. Didn't it have that section in there? I don't know what number that is. I didn't bring any of that stuff.
I do not have all that in front of me with me either, but I would suggest it would probably be a new standalone section.
Okay.
Section 5.
Section 5 of the business protection measures and protocols. And EFG would be the next number item, I believe. Am I correct, City Clerk? No.
Yes.
Okay. 5G would be the new one if passed, this amendment.